Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show, Where Are They Now? Good morning, Artie.
Good morning, Bobby.
Happy St. Patty's Day to
weekend.
You.
Weekend, yeah, top of the morning. Where'd you get that cool shirt at? Okay, tell the story. Go ahead.
My radio partner gave it to me the first year we started, and, you know, I put it on today because it's bright green.
Yeah, and I was looking in the closet. I was looking in the closet
for this
holiday. My St. Patty's Day hat, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a big boy at one time.
Sweet. You know,
that helped. Yeah. So a friend of mine had done the hat, the vest, and all that for WGN, and I couldn't find the hat. And I look over, I go, oh, I'm going to wear this shirt. I go, I don't have anything for Bobby. And there he is. He's wearing that shirt we gave him.
Well, you know, everything you give me, I save, Artie.
I know you do.
You know what I mean? I appreciate your kindness.
Yeah, you don't want to spend that money 1-800-JUNK.
Hey, these are cute little hats. Listeners, I already brought some. You know, fancy, sparkling hats. They have glitter on them. They're like, you know, for Shamrock celebration. They're on the microphones.
All right. I want to thank you for that wonderful stuff last week, the balloons and everything, and
well,
that wonderful
lunch.
Last
week was Artie's birthday, so we celebrate his birthday.
The big 6'5", yes, we can admit it.
65, what?
65.
You're so young, brother.
I'm older than Google.
Come on. Well, I'm glad you had a great time. It was fun.
And we had a great lunch.
Yeah.
And our buddy John, we're going to give him a call.
We will mention him today.
We went to Devante Enoteca, is that what he said?
Yes.
You guys got to go there.
A new place in Lincolnwood.
And Lincoln. Oh, my God.
The food was excellent.
And if you use the magic word,
please.
What, is Bob, no,
hey,
what does Bobby say?
Hey, listen. You'll get a surprise.
Johnny will give you a surprise. All right, let's see what else we got to go.
Listeners, we have great guests with us this
morning. Did you give out our number, young man?
Artie will introduce them in a minute. Give us a call at 773-763-9278. Again, 773-763-9278. I got a plate of chocolate delights in front of me.
Oh, we got
gummy
some
bears,
good stuff here.
Gummy worms,
some good stuff
chocolate
here.
Carrot, chocolate rabbit. Oh, my God.
Don't forget the licorice.
You know, premier licorice. What?
We
oh
talked
my God.
About St. Paddy's Day. They're dying the river as we speak. And, Bobby, I got your Irish name. Bobby McNaughty. Don't feel bad. I'm Artie McSassy Buns. Okay. All right.
Love it, listeners. And give us
Nikki,
a call. 773-763-9278.
Nikki's not here. He's healing his knee, but he's Nikki McStubborn. Is that the perfect one? I didn't make this up. And
that sounds like Nikki.
We missed Pi Day. Right?
Wow.
And did you know that 3.14% of sailors are pirates? All right, corny. Okay, let's start. And one more thing. Let's go vote next week. Don't forget to vote.
Oh, yeah, that's
very important. And, you know, I live in a condo. Last night, my neighbor came home drunk, banging on his own door for 5 minutes. Problem is, he lives alone, so I went outside and asked him, hey, there's nobody home. He left. All right, enough of the corny stuff. Let's go. Let's get to serious stuff. All right, I got a quote here. Candy evokes in me this passion and joy. I do not feel like a kid when I eat candy. Carefree, lighthearted, pure joy. And we've had some already. So,
oh, my God, it's amazing.
This fine morning, let's welcome from Windy City Suites on 3308 North Broadway in Chicago, the candy man, John Manchester, and his wonderful, beautiful, is your mistress or your wife?
One of the same.
One of the same? Jill.
Welcome, John and Jill.
Welcome.
Yes, hey, John and Jill, what?
John and Jill went up the hill. Oh, that's a Jack and Jill, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, right.
I came down with a gold coin today.
I'm giving out gold coins. And if you call, give them a number. I'll send them a gold coin, Bobby.
773-763-9278.
Don't tell anybody.
I know
they're
that
plastic,
number by...
they're plastic, but it's good luck.
You know, memory.
Okay. Do you want to start with your bio, John, and your favorite sports team? We ask everybody. And Jill, you're sitting there. You got to answer the same question when he's done or before, whatever you want.
Thanks, Artie.
You're welcome.
It's Windy City Suites. We've been around since 1983, and actually March was when we opened in 83. So this is our 41st year in business. We have over 1,200 different items in the store. We make our own gourmet chocolates. We make our own fudge. Some of our top chocolates are our s'mores, which you have on the plate here, our English toffee, which is brittle that we make.
You can pick it up and put it right in front of that camera if you want to show it off, or the whole plate, whatever you want to do.
And that's actually a family recipe.
Wow, okay. The s'mores?
The English toffee is.
Oh, wow. Everything's, oh, my God. This is chocolate... like you're in heaven here with all this chocolate.
That's our vegetables. That's the chocolate carrot.
Carrot, huh? Wow.
Wow.
Look at this chocolate carrot.
I learned a little bit in the conference room that you worked for Brock's Candy at one time, Jill. And our executive producer, Val, she's out there. She has the rights to Helen Brock story. So you guys should talk.
Oh, Val.
Val.
Val, we've got to get together. I want to talk about that.
Yeah, Val.
Yes, I was lucky enough to start my career at Brock's Candy Company, and I have been in the candy industry for the last, I don't want to say how many decades, but
you're
it's
only
a lot 20, of them.
You're only 25, so.
I have a little experience, just a little experience. Okay. But I am married to the Candy King, so.
Hey, that's pretty cool. You had, you know, previous experience with candy industry, and then you hooked up with John. King
the match
of candy.
Made in heaven.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Candy
right.
King of Chicago.
Did you compare those large lollipops when you were kids, or did you share one, or what? You know, those big lollipops?
Yes, Jill, here's the important question. Yeah. Did he come up to you and go, "Hi, little girl, would you like a piece of candy?"
No
Is that
comment.
How you met? No comment. Okay. It's a family show.
Wow. Well, we're delighted to have you both.
But
with
back
us.
Up a little bit. Where were you born? Where'd you go to school? I want to hear all that good stuff here.
I was born in Omaha, Nebraska. Big Nebraska
Omaha
fan.
Steaks.
That's
I used to
true.
Do work for them. I used to do their stores.
That's
Architect. Oh, my God.
We're big beef eaters, big steak eaters in our household.
They had a store that looked like a restaurant, the first one in the mall there, and we made them look like the way they are now. But when I went the first time, finished my meeting, where do you think I went? Boys Town. Because I wanted to see the one from the movie. And I'm like, where is it? Where's that long path? Where's... Bobby, they're just apartments. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, Father Flanagan, I'm going to go open up and get a piece of candy.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful what they do for the everybody out there. Yeah?
Right. And I went from Boys Town in Omaha to Boys Town in Chicago.
You see
so
that?
So that's where our store is at.
There you go.
In the Lakeview area.
There you
Boys
go.
Town neighborhood. So.
And when
it's
I did our
area.
First store there, it was, it was 2 days or day before the opening. And everybody's like working. All of a sudden, they all left. I'm like, what did I say? Oh, they're going to the Little League Championship. They'll be back. So you're freaking out now. You're like, what? They went. They all came back, finished. We opened the store. So thank you.
It's great to have you both on the show.
It's all.
The Candy Man.
Yeah.
Especially today, St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Celebration St. Patrick's Day.
What's the biggest seller there in candy? Chocolate. Let's start with chocolate. Which one is the biggest?
Our biggest one is the s'more right here.
Ah.
So it's our marshmallow that we have made specifically for us. 2 graham crackers put together, and then we hand dip it in chocolate. Some of them we put peanut butter on, and some we do with dark chocolate also. But that's our most...
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
Our next one, again, is the English toffee, which, again, is a family recipe. And that was part of our Oscar nominee box, which you may have heard.
Oh, well, tell everybody about that.
So we've been working for several years trying to get into the swag bag for group. And we went back and forth, and finally...
Do we have any swag bags here at the studio? No more. They're gone, huh?
Yeah, we have those over.
Never. I think they were $180,000.
That's what this one turned out to
we
be.
We might have a negative $1 swag bag somewhere. Take a look, will you?
We don't want
positive, Artie. Positive.
Oh, positive. Yeah. No, our show has positive. We got $2.50, you know.
I actually found the swag bag. It's in the garbage can over there.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mark.
So you made some specialty items?
So we did. In the... It has to be approved. There's only 57 companies across the globe that get approved for that. We made a box for each of the nominees, plus the host. The host was Jimmy Kimmel this year. And what we sent out was our caramel nut patties with pecan, which is a roasted pecans with creamy caramel on top, and then milk and dark chocolate. Our English toffee that we made, again, family recipe. And then we also had licorice. And our licorice comes from all over the globe. It comes from Denmark, Italy, Germany, Australia, and then we also have some from the United States. We do it in red and black, sweet, chewy, and then some of it's actually salty.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, I see you were...
So you sent out three items, the licorice, the English toffee, and what else did you say?
And the pecan caramel nut patties.
Wow, sweet.
And you were with Steve Dale, D-A-L-E?
Yes, yep.
What does he do again? Because I know I've read some of your stuff.
He is a big advocate. He's on another station.
That's okay. You can plug him.
WGN.
All right, Steve, you can come on our station. Mm-hmm. You know, we have how many listeners, Bobby?
Quite a few.
Okay, that's it. And we had Tom Skilling on this station.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if he had an opportunity, but we're going to call Tom, you know, after his 1 year retirement and get him here in the studio.
Beautiful.
And maybe we'll get some chocolates for him. What do you think, Bobby?
Possibly.
Let me know. We'll send him over.
Yeah.
And find out what he likes and we'll.
Well, you know, he lost a lot of weight, so he's not eating chocolates now. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well,
you know, he lost over 100 pounds.
Well, he did good.
He looks great.
He did wonderful.
What a great friend. We had him on our show, too.
So let's talk about that thing you promised us last time, John, naming an ice cream after us. What happened to that?
Oh, good point, Artie.
Now we got him locked up right in here. Lock the door.
Kidding.
What are we going to do?
Hey, partner, you have a good memory.
What are we going to do, the Art Bobby? Or let's just call it, Hey, Listen.
Yeah,
we can.
So you don't get anybody mad at you.
Yeah.
I need you guys to come into the store.
Okay.
Right now we have... About 24 different flavors.
Okay.
Right after Mother's Day, we'll be full blown to one more than the other guys. We'll have 32 flavors. We'll do some tasting.
You had something with a couple of the radio guys.
Yeah.
I think it was WGN.
Yep.
And you told me, we asked you about 2 years ago?
Yep.
About it?
So yeah, but we didn't remind him to his defense. So we got to follow up.
You have to come in the store.
But we will now.
Definitely come in and pick your flavors. Oh, that would
be great. That would be great, Jenny.
We'll get you something picked out.
That
and
would
we can
be
always
awesome.
Bring in some special flavors for you.
Yeah, right. That would
what
be
we'll
tremendous.
Do is we'll have our listeners come up with a name for Art and Bobby Ice Cream. You know, give out your email, and I'll give out mine, Bobby. And then once we get some names, we'll go there, we'll make our flavor, and then we'll pick one of our listeners, and we'll get them, is it gallon or pints is sold?
We do pints and quarts.
Okay, the winner will get a quart of ice cream of our new, we'll call it Hey Listen right now until we get the real name. What do you think?
Well, I think Hey Listen is a very, very appropriate.
Well, we'll just call it then Hey Listen, but we'll still have a contest. If you send in to us, you can send it to art820am@gmail.com or?
Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, 820am@gmail.com.
Get us some names for ice creams. Keep it clean. It's a family show. Devin, don't be typing over there. I see you out of the corner of my eye. And don't tell Mark we're doing this, because then he'll want the Pinsky ice cream, won't he?
No.
Okay.
Hey, that'd be great, Johnny and Joel. That would be great. That'd be great.
Oh, you know what? Well, let's see. I got to get... Would you call this young man here? John, I think his cell's on there. Let's see, we get John on the phone for maybe we can get a Hey Listen discount, you know, to our listeners. We'll see what he says. But, okay, so you were working at McDonald's one time, I think, from your resume. What did you do there? Or you had a construction company?
No, I actually did development for McDonald's.
You did?
In the Chicago market.
So wow.
Chicago was split into two regions. We were in the northern region.
Okay.
And I built between 3 and 5 new units every year.
Wow.
Wow.
When I was 16, I worked for a guy named DeCages. He had a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
He had one over there on Broadway. I don't know if the family still has one on Broadway, Clark and Wrightwood, Lincoln, Lawrence, and Western. What an amazing establishment.
They're great. A lot of old-time operators were in the north, and I actually worked for a gentleman named Ernie Cochanis. He had the McDonald's across from Wrigley Field.
And sounds Greek to me, isn't it?
Wow. It is.
Greeks in the food business, yeah. Huh, Bobby?
Well, it's a good combo. It's a good combo, you know? Yeah.
And is there still a McDonald's there? I know they tore down. Did they put another McDonald's in that property? Because they built a whole bunch
of stuff. They did. They were. That was part of the agreement. I believe McDonald's owned part of the property, and I think Mr. Cochanis owned part of the property.
Wow.
And it got sold as a package, and I think one of the agreements was that McDonald's would remain in there.
And, Bobby, you heard yesterday they got hacked, huh? Is that true?
All the technology in the U.S. and Asia, Italy, foreign countries as well.
Is that why I got those coupons free, you know, pie, free Big Mac? I'm just teasing. But
AT&T, Lurie's Hospital, now McDonald's.
And again, they're hacking the hospitals. They're hacking the pharmacy. People can't get their medicine. Can't you just go hack some billionaire, millionaire banks? I mean, leave these people alone. I mean, there was a guy on TV the other day, and he's like, I couldn't get my medicine. I went up in the hospitals, high blood pressure medicine.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it really is. So it's terrible.
I mean, all these large companies, and they spend millions on firewalls and everything like that, and it's nothing to these people. It's crazy, huh?
It is.
I'm looking at my notes here, Bobby. You're going to see what kind of...
But don't worry, Windy City Suites has never been hacked.
Yeah.
And
well,
you can just walk into the store
and you can also order online, too. Right?
Yes, you can.
Order online.
There we go.
Yep. We ship all across the U.S., and we also ship across the globe.
Wow.
Good time to give your phone number out, your web page. Don't give your credit card out. You don't want to get hacked.
They already hacked that.
Join the club.
Windy City Suites is at 3308 North Broadway. So we're just north of Belmont. And it's windycitysuites.com. And the phone number is 773-477-6100.
Oh, wow.
The other day I was in the store, picking up an order. I get all my candy from Jen for my painting business.
And tell people that you give it to your clients. You're not eating all that candy because you lost all this weight and you look great.
No, it's for my customers.
Okay.
So anyway, this couple came in, and they are from Highland Park. And they drove all the way to Windy City for a little tiny bag of licorice candy. And they said, we heard that the owner of the store produced candy for the award show, and they came all the way from Highland Park to purchase this black licorice, and it was the cutest thing.
Since the award show, we've gotten a lot of people coming across the Chicagoland area into the store just to come in. Some of them, even though they've seen the licorice, they've seen some of the other items that we have, they might just stop in for ice cream.
Yeah.
But we've also had a big... blip out there for our web business.
Yeah.
And we've been shipping out quite a few orders.
Wow, that's tremendous.
We just had to order, I think it's around 1,500 pounds of gummies and licorice that we should have on Monday.
Wow.
So we're restocking.
Wow, that's great.
Where's the farthest place you shipped?
In Russia, one of the Soviet Union places like...
You.
Georgia.
Okay. Right.
Over there. And then also in China and then Osaka, Japan. One of the customers did work for the U.S. Post Office.
Wow.
And
interesting.
They did construction in a couple different parts of the globe, and they sent gift baskets around the holidays to those locations. So that's our farthest one that we've sent to. We've also sent
the shipping costs more than the product.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Here we go. Our producer, do they make any candy with raw honey and no sugar? Nice and healthy.
That's one of my questions going to be about sugarless candy.
We do carry sugarless candy or sugar-free candy. We have sugar-free chocolates in the store. We do not make any of that right now.
Okay.
The stuff that we do make, we have with chocolate, or we do use cane sugar in coffee.
It's not so sweet cane sugar opposed to regular sugar?
I think it's just a higher quality
Better
of sugar.
Quality, yeah.
that we use.
Well, you know, they have that sugarless candy, you know, in some like Stouffer's and some of the other companies, and they sell it at Walgreens, but it tastes like... It doesn't taste good.
Could you get that gift bag?
It doesn't
Bobby wants
taste
to have
good.
That candy. It's like cardboard.
Yeah.
There we go. Here, he'll give you. There. Take a bite on that, will you?
You know, it just doesn't taste well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though they put it in that fancy packaging.
It's healthy for you.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
It has no flavor.
No. But we have we actually have sugar-free licorice. I should have brought some.
Oh, there
to
we go.
You. I forgot
does
that
it
next
have
time.
A, does it taste like?
It tastes pretty good. Yes.
Really?
Nice.
Wow.
Good. And then we our sugar-free chocolates. We have a peanut butter cup. There's a pecan patty, a caramel, a buttercream.
Wow.
Those are have a really nice flavor to them and a nice texture also.
Yeah. I was reading that you have a small age group of people, 1 to 101. What's the story here now?
When people come into the store, everybody says, you know, I feel like a kid in a candy store. And it doesn't matter.
That, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, if you're 3, 33, or 103. That's our new line. We're people are getting older.
How'd you know my age? Look at
that. You just had your birthday, Artie.
Yeah, but I told him I was 65. How does he know I'm 103?
Not yet.
So when people come in, there's a lot of memories. You get hit with all the visual from the candies. It's bright colors. You get smell from the chocolates, some of the sugar. We also have ice cream in there, as we had talked about before. And it really invokes memories. It's like, you know what? My grandfather.
It's old-fashioned candy, yeah. Too. The candy dots on the paper.
Hey, I was going to ask that. Do you have that?
We do.
Yeah.
We have
Bobby,
that.
Next time you go, bring me a little bit.
Yeah. The straws with the mixed flavors, grape, cherry, orange, those straws.
Yep. And there's that blue, like a blue raspberry.
And we had that gum that you blew and the smoke came out, but that's not good for you.
We have that.
Okay.
And then we also have the candy cigarettes, too.
Oh.
They don't have the red dot on the end anymore, but it's just the sticks.
How about the Gold Rush in the little bag, the chewing gum? Oh,
yes.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they have that, too.
We still have that.
I mean, listeners, the greatest candy store in the city, and they also ship everywhere. Windy City Sweets.
All right, our producer gave us the name of a company that makes raw honey. I'll give it to you before you leave. We don't want them to call and steal your business. But all right, I'm going to do that. Thank you, Val. You know, Val gets up early, listens to the show, and exercises because she's in L.A. And what is it, 8:30 there, huh? Wow.
Nice.
I call my son maybe at 1, I get him waking up.
Well, your son goes to bed very...
Well, you know, he's 25.
Actually, early in the morning,
He's 25, enjoying his life.
Great son.
If you can get me a time machine, Bobby, I'll go join him. You know, I'm going to be 25, you know.
He has to come home sometime.
All right,
come visit
let's
us.
Let's see. Oh, let's talk. Easter's coming up. What kind of Easter treats do you have coming up? Baskets and all that I've seen on your webpage?
We do. We make custom baskets. People can come in and make their own basket.
Really?
Yes.
How do they do that? They pick out what they want?
Just come in, grab a basket, a shopping basket, and
put what they want
in it. We also sell baskets in the store.
Wow.
And we have the grass that goes with them, and then the cello wrap, the clear wrapping that goes around it, and ribbon and things like that.
Has Bobby been selling you his grass cuttings? Is that the plastic? We have too much fun here, Jill.
He also has stuffed animals that people can purchase.
Neat.
And put in the Easter baskets.
Yep.
Johnny's done, you know, several baskets for me over the years, but I've graduated from the baskets to...
You're not getting baskets. You're getting bunnies for your birthday, huh?
And we do pour chocolate rabbits. And white chocolate,
solid
milk
ones
chocolate, dark chocolate. And then we do a cookies and cream, which is ground up Oreos.
Give out your phone number one more time. We're going to go to commercials. And then we're going to probably talk about how much better your chocolate is than that guest we had. But, go ahead. Give your number out.
773-477-6100.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Abbott Painting, painting and decorating since 1973. Abbott Painting specializes in commercial, industrial, and residential properties. Abbott Painting is a licensed general contractor, whether it's a wall, ceiling, floor, cabinet, tower, deck, fence, or anything you can imagine. Abbott Painting, with their 48 years of experience, applies premium paint finishes or wall coverings that will exceed your expectations. Call Abbott Painting and mention this ad for a 10% discount. For your free estimate, call 773-725-9800. Again, that's 773-725-9800. Thank you.
Family Entertainment by JJ. JJ is an Arlington-based family entertainer. He is an award-winning balloon artist and clown. He is also a very funny magician and a face painter who draws quick, simple designs to keep things moving. Ask JJ about his big bubble fun and his link to the North Pole. JJ will help you plan your party by using his years of experience as a family entertainer. Use JJ for birthday parties, corporate events, schools, and picnics. He also makes childcare, nursing home, and hospital visits. JJ has been entertaining children and adults of all ages for over 30 years. Call now for party planning and pricing. You can reach him at 847-483-4520. JJ is a Midwest Clown Association Hall of Fame inductee. Again, 847-483-4520.
Attention out there. Atomic Bingo is looking for show hosts with good personalities, great part-time money, and very short hours. For more information, call 773-805-1900 and ask for Ray. That's 773-805-1900 and ask for Ray. Atomic Bingo. Always a blast.
Your neighbor prescription headquarters, Tarby's Pharmacy, 5933 North Cicero Avenue, 773-545-0500. We accept most insurance cards at Tarby's Pharmacy, from Fannie Mae candies, Hallmark greeting cards, office supplies, books, toys, sodas, toothpaste, drug items, newspapers, lottery tickets, toys, and so much more. Tarpy's Pharmacy is family-owned, personalized service. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tarpy's Pharmacy, your neighborhood prescription headquarters.
Teach your students the joys of science with Denoyer Geppert. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at denoyer.com.
Limo style private tours of Chicago's historic downtown, lakefront, Mag Mile, Chicago mob, ghost, and haunted stories, historic churches, stunning architecture, up to six people per tour. We pick you up and bring you back in style. For Chicago tours you'll never forget, call 312-841-2560. That all-important phone number is 312-841-2560.
You want to feel secure, a sense of trust that will endure. Jennings' reputation rides with you.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings' reputation.
Hey, listen, welcome back to Where Are They Now with Art and Bobby. Let's welcome our guests back, John and Jill from Windy City Suites. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us again.
My God, I had one of those pecan with the milk chocolate. What do you call that?
It's chocolate pecan.
Chocolate pecan.
Patty.
I'm going to tell you.
And I had a half a Twinkie, dark chocolate.
I'm going to debate, but, inside. It was absolutely delicious. We had that seaweed. Will you play that seaweed for that one guest we had? She is the founder and owner of Mazum Sea Moss. Let's welcome Kim Jin. Good morning, Kim.
Wow, it's delicious. And it's supposed to be very healthy for you.
Well, I noticed I started spitting up phlegm. It might not be sexy. I go to the toilet constantly around the same time every day.
This was much more delicious. We didn't spit up anything. We love it. So
just much more delicious.
Right. All right. We'll give her number two on taste tests. Where are they now?
We got a caller. We have a caller right now. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to our show. Where are they now?
Yeah, I'm here now in Chicago. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
I like your show. I told you. It's lively, bubbly, it's like a champagne brunch, you know.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Thank you.
We
thank
only
you.
Drink coffee, but thank you, Nick. But we'll take champagne.
Yeah, that's all right. You can put a little Bailey's in there. Yeah, a little shot of Bailey's. Hey, you know, between the three of us, you know.
You
no
got
kidding.
It.
Hey, that Bailey's is good.
Okay. Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the other Irish creams, there's other brands, so they're all generally good. Everything from Ireland with food and liquor is good. I found that out.
Nick, not to be prejudiced, don't forget the Metaxa. I'm Greek, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. That's true. Yeah. And isn't ouzo Greek also?
It is.
Yeah, that's quite a treat. That's a kind of, it's like peppermint, I think. You got to give me a shot of it once.
That's something. Yeah, like licorice. That's something you do not drink if you don't want to be drinking water all night when you get home. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I just put it down because it smelled good. It tasted good. I just, oh, yeah, this is great. It's
too strong. Oh, my God.
You'll be okay. Then it hit my stomach and everything, and it started, the heat radiating out to my arms and legs, and I had to lay down on the couch. He said, you okay? He said, yeah. I told you, don't drink it fast. Just sip on it.
You ever been to a Greek restaurant? They do the flaming cheese, and they say, Opa?
No, but I...
Okay, Opa came from the ouzo maker that when it hit his stomach. Opa!
Oh, okay. Opa. Yeah, I love watching.
Go ahead, Nick. I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
They raise their leg up and they slap the side of her shoe. It looks so funny with the skirts and stuff.
Nick, if you're watching Facebook Live, look. I still do it as an old man, so Opa.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't have Facebook. I don't have any of that stuff. I got a little cheap flip phone, and I'm grateful to use that. But
there we go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I was going to say, there's that old saying about, that old joke about ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we scream for ice cream. And I love that. You know, I still get a little laugh out of it, even though I think about it myself. But they could maybe use that expression, like maybe for their flavor, the most popular flavor of the week or something like that. You know, like this is the most popular seller. And maybe use that expression for that. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's John there. What do you think, John?
We could use that, but we're going to do it longer than just a week or a month or a special. We're going to run it a lot longer than that. So
yeah. Well, if a flavor is popular, the most popular seller, because some places do that with ice cream. They that are privately owned shop, they emphasize that this is our best seller for so far, this flavor here. I don't know if it's legitimate. I don't know if they just want to promote and sell a certain thing. Maybe to get a cheaper price or buying a bunch. I don't know. But I'm saying that some places do that, you know.
Yep.
So where's the shop at again? Do you have an address or do you just give a general location?
It's at 3308 North Broadway in Lakeview.
Okay.
So it's just north of Belmont, and it's just a block west of Lakeshore Drive.
North Broadway.
Yeah, don't send the Heart of Boystown.
That's right. Don't forget to send a name for our ice cream for Art and Bobby. Our email is art820am@gmail.com.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Nick.
3308 North Broadway, right?
Yep.
That's correct.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
You too,
All right. And, take care.
We'll see you soon.
Don't drink too much Irish beer.
All right. Okay. All the best. We got another caller.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Good morning. Welcome to our show. Where are they now?
Who do we get on there?
Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Claire, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I have been to the Windy City Candy Store. It's fantastic. And I have two questions. Do you serve hot chocolate and cappuccino?
Oh, good question.
Good question.
We have chocolate-covered espresso beans. That's about as close
as
we
close.
Get. Or we do we have a chocolate or a coffee ice cream.
Oh, my God, a coffee ice cream's to die for.
Oh, there we go.
Do you serve any hot drinks, though?
During the wintertime, we do hot chocolate.
Okay.
We have a couple different flavors of hot chocolate, and then we make our own apple cider, too.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Sounds good.
I was in over the holidays, and I do recall them saying they had hot chocolate. And I wanted to just shout out, you have a very friendly staff.
Thank you so much.
Really nice. It was a wonderful experience. I have another question. Your licorice is delicious, and I just wanted to tell you that the silent film star Rudolph Valentino, his favorite candy was licorice, so...
No, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. But,
and in regards to that, movies and licorice have always been very popular. Back when the movies finally went into the theater, candy was introduced, and one of the first candies was licorice. And then following that licorice line, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone on the set of La La Land, when they were filming that, Ryan Gosling always had licorice in his pocket.
Wow, interesting.
So, interesting.
And then to actually tag on to one thing that she said with customer service, at the Lakeview East Chamber, we were just named best customer service in Lakeview. And that just happened this week. So
great.
Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Those are our friends.
What
those
a wonderful staff.
But, right. Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's put them on the spot. Great. Name out the staff now. Go ahead. Call their names up.
I have Dorina.
Okay.
I have Rachel.
Okay.
I have Will.
Okay.
And I have Ben.
What about that older guy?
The older guy's not there
retired.
Anymore.
Oh.
He retired.
Hey,
yes. He deserved it.
Our Bobby.
Looking for another.
Our Bobby can come in. We work together as a team.
You have to be over 65, which we've got
I'm
one,
in. So. Bobby, you got a couple more years.
Forget about it.
That's all.
You can stand at the door and greet. We're just like Walmart. You can just come in and stand there and,
Bobby,
and show them
candy
the
strippers.
Spots.
You know, candy. What do they call
stripers,
them? Stripers.
Not strippers.
Strippers. We're going to be candy strippers. Strippers.
They could be strippers, too, so.
Strippers. That's all right. Hey, we got to have fun here, I know.
Hey, callers, give us a call, 773-763-9278. If anybody wants gourmet baskets, they can call you still to get gourmet baskets.
Yes, they can.
What's the cutoff date on that?
Well, for Easter, you know, we have a couple weeks before Easter, but anytime they can call in, we need a couple days notice to put it together, but we make baskets year-round for whatever the occasion.
When does the sale start after Easter? Because I'm Greek and we have Celebration May this year, so when should I come in for the 90% off? Because a little frugal with my money. I won't say El Cheapo because Bobby doesn't like that. Call myself El Cheapo.
One of my very good friends that I talk to quite often, Nick Petro from Omaha, restaurant. Petro's restaurant had been there for almost 100 years, I want to say. He was the one that informed me that, Greek Easter is about a month after. So usually it's a week or two.
Yeah. So I got to keep an eye at Walgreens and CVS and wait till that 90% comes off.
Bobby, Forget about it.
You're getting a Greek candy basket,
forget
my friend.
Forget about it.
No,
I appreciate
candy
it.
Like
I appreciate
this.
But
candy
Johnny
like
gets
this.
Me spoiled with Moody's City Sweets.
He does. Claire, you're still there? Anything else?
Yes. Are you still serving hot chocolate, or is the season over for hot chocolate?
We're still doing hot chocolate. As long as it stays a little cool and there's a demand, we'll still have that.
Okay.
Well,
Clara,
I'll have to stop by this afternoon for one.
Hey, John's hot chocolate is spectacular. You know who else has good hot chocolate? Dunkin' Donuts.
Uh-oh.
I like hot chocolate. Dunkin' Donuts is creamy without the whipped cream.
Because you got the drive-through. Because if Jam would put a drive-through, you would go
his
over there.
His hot chocolate
you?
Is spectacular as well. But thanks for calling in, Clara. Enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Day.
Thanks,
Thank
Clara.
You.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Thank you. You know, he would bring it to your car. You know, he would probably give you curb service.
You know what? He does
people.
Give me curb service because he brings packages to my car. I can't lift anything heavy, and I hurt my back. But John is spectacular. His staff is Tremendous. His candy is over the top.
John, has he been using it? I got a week back? About a week back?
He's been using it longer than a week back. It's a couple years back.
Come on. Come on. This is a terrible back pain.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Forget about
we've
it.
We've been picking on John. Let's pick on Jill a little bit. Where did you meet this young man?
I met John when we were both students at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.
Oh, you're from Nebraska, too.
And you're going to be surprised.
Wow.
Well, sweet. You wouldn't if you knew me, but we met at church.
Wow. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's a very long story, and you would enjoy it. But could I do a condensed version?
You can do a condensed version. We got about 13 more minutes.
Oh, yeah. Mine's about 30 minutes. So
that's
okay. I'll really condense it to 14.
Cancel the next show, will you, Devin?
Well, my side of the story is I met John. His fraternity came to take my sorority to Ash Wednesday Mass.
Wow. That's touching.
And all I know is I walked.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm.
And I walked down the stairs, and there was this very attractive man there in a houndstooth coat.
Do you see what plastic surgery does, Jen? I'm just kidding.
No, that was you.
But that's not the story I'm telling you
now. Nice comeback, Jen.
And just by surprise, I got linked up with him. He was who I got paired up with when we went to church. And on the way to church, we had so much in common. So much in common. Everything I was doing, he was doing. For Lent, we were going to Mass during the week. It was phenomenal.
It's beautiful to hear. We need more of that out there.
Wow. Yes, we do, really but wait. Does.
People don't go to church?
No, but I didn't find out. We started dating then, of course, and we had a wonderful time. And 2 years later, I found out that it wasn't a chance encounter.
Uh-oh.
That we were just...
Wow. He set it up?
I did.
He paid somebody payola?
2 weeks before that day.
You knew Chicago before you came to Chicago, didn't you?
Exactly.
Wow.
So I had saw Jill at church like 2 weeks before that. And our fraternity was founded on religious beliefs and things like that. So I said, hey, why don't we take a sorority to church for Ash Wednesday Mass? So I convinced about 90 guys in our fraternity, like, hey, do you want to do that? And they said, yes. And I says, don't worry, I'll set it up. I know the sorority that we can do it. So it was just by chance that
that's so cool.
That she would actually go to Ash Wednesday Mass. And
I actually had already gone to Ash Wednesday Mass once that day. And my
sister was like,
I'm not going to go with these guys unless you go.
Oh.
And I asked him, I'm like, what if I didn't go? What if I went to him? And he goes, did you not notice I was standing at the back, and he was one of the last ones. And he's like, I would have just followed everybody and then went home.
Wow.
But needless to say, I went.
Wow.
We hit it off.
How long have you been married now for?
We've been married 35 years, but our first date will be 39 years, right?
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Wow. Congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
Yes. Congratulations.
And I think I even like him more now.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. Now,
he's pretty sweet.
How did he break to you that we're getting into candy business? I want to hear that real quick. What did he say to you?
I don't think it was me that said I was getting into the candy business. Why don't you say?
Oh, we got the entrepreneur in the brains here. Oh, go ahead.
It has always been my dream to own a candy store.
Nice.
But I was on my corporate track, and John was looking to buy a business.
Nice.
And so he started to look at him, and I just help him as he looks at prospective businesses, looking at the books and what would make sense.
Wow.
And I was kind of bored by his engineer businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little boring.
That was
not
fun for me at all.
Triangles and squares and 2x4s. I know it.
Not fun for me. So there was this little candy company that also he had been working with a broker that was available.
Okay.
And we had no interest in buying it. But I thought, if I'm looking at these other businesses, I'll look at the candy one and that'll just help me kind of be engaged in it. And he kind of had, I think he started like with 7 businesses.
Yes.
And we kind of got it to 5 businesses, and I just throw in the candy.
How do you decide? There's so many different,
first you have to say, what am I good at, right? Yeah. So what talent can you bring to it? But then we really were looking at the financials, and then can you financially make this viable? So, and then you go visit them to just see what they're like. So we decided to visit Windy City Sweets. But we're not interested. John was not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I knew the previous owner. His name was Jerry Sherwood.
He's
Very nice man.
And we wouldn't have been able to do this.
I used to buy candy and nuts from Jerry, and he introduced me to John. He said, Bobby, this is a new owner. I said, new owner? What?
Was it the same name?
Yes.
Same thing.
They started in 1983, and we purchased in 2011. But my favorite story is we're walking into Windy City Suites, And John goes to open the door, and he grabs my hand and says, but we're not buying this, right? We're just exploring.
I love it. I
walked in and said...
It's like buying a car, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
Honey.
I like the upholstery, but I don't like the color.
We liked it. I took one bite of the s'more. Yeah. I asked, what's your favorite, your best-selling item? They said s'more. And I took one bite, and I looked over at John, and he thought... I just bought a candy store. It's the best chocolate I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
And I've known. I've been in chocolate now.
I know. It really is. It really is.
Wow. It's a difference that it's handmade.
And not only that, he makes, the fudge. Listeners, mm-hmm. He has the best fudge. And, you could see him make it. He makes the fudge there. Maple, chocolate, chocolate with walnuts. My wife likes the chocolate with walnuts. She's crazy about those walnuts. Forget about it.
So, do we have at the Wrigley Field yet? The Ricketts, do you have any products we're going to sell to them yet? Come on, we got to get out to the Ricketts.
Yeah. We need to rub elbows with them.
Okay.
It would be good if you could
get
them.
I have a great one for you. Let's get your chocolate on one of these astronaut things to space. Let's work on that. Why not?
That would be great.
Hey, wouldn't it be good?
Hey, listen.
You got this wonderful carrot here. Yeah. Maybe we make it a spaceship and away we go, huh?
That would be great.
Okay.
I love it. I'm liking the Cubs idea, though.
Yeah. Okay, Cubs is right down the street.
Guy with the nuts on Clark, he got in there for popcorn. You should get in there for chocolate.
We'll get in for peanuts.
Yeah. No.
Do you sell any peanuts there, too?
We do. We do sell nuts also. Okay.
Chocolate-covered nuts.
And we do that, too. Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Pistachio salted nuts. Yep.
Pistachios. There you go.
I know somebody that gets a lot of those.
Pistachio nuts. Also, listeners.
I don't know anybody like that. Thank you, Bobby, for the pistachio nuts.
Listen to this. I painted the store for Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Several years ago. And then I also did it when John became the owner.
Wow.
At Abbott Painting. We painted his store, listeners, so
it was
you could go see some of our work. How many years ago? We did it twice. We did it when Jerry owned it.
Okay.
That was 20 years ago, and then at least maybe 25, and then when John purchased it in 2011, I think it was.
It was 2 or 3 years after that, I want to say, that you came in and painted it.
Okay, it's getting closer to 20 years. I read a story the other day. Every 20 years, you got to paint the store, so I'll take the commission later, Bobby.
But you should see our work, listeners, and what a great place to work.
It's beautiful.
It's very clean there. Listeners, it's very clean. You could eat off the floor,
I'm going to go through my notes real fast and see if we forgot anything here. I don't think so.
Well, in the store, we've got the old metal ceilings, the originals from years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then we have this nice cornice. It's a metal cornice around the outside. And Robbie did a nice job.
Well, it looks really nice. Nice and clean.
And a lot of detail and everything.
Thank you, Johnny. It really looks nice.
I've seen Bobby in the scaffolding with the roller. He's great at that.
Listeners, it looks like an old-fashioned candy store, you walk in there, you feel great. And it brings back such fond memories when you're a kid. The old-fashioned candy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got it right here. Thank you for bringing all this wonderful goodies.
Stuffed animals on the column.
Yes. Now we got.
They had a wall full of all different types of hard candy.
We've got Pick-A-Mix. It's similar to Pick-A-Mix. It's just mix and match, whatever you want, bulk candy on the wall. And there's probably 30 or 40 different types of candy that they could pick.
I don't know. I don't understand how you can sell that many different types of candy. It's like, what? It's unbelievable.
A lot of different people like different things.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to throw a curveball at you. How high has sugar gone that's affected your business?
Wow. Good question.
It's actually come down a little bit from it off of its high. And then also it's some of the different brands where we're buying from. Our suppliers are switching brands, just trying to keep some of the costs down. But about 50%, I think, sugar went up. Chocolate's getting ready to explode, from what I understand, also.
Wow.
Is it the season? Is it what affects the price of chocolate? Just sugar?
Chocolate, I believe it's bad weather where they're harvesting it from this year. So
chocolate, I think I read something
in addition to inflation and transportation, that's going up. But I think the crop is not there. And then like dairy with milk and everything, that's also gone up about 20 to 30%. We've wow. raised our prices a little bit, but not to recoup the whole amount.
Yeah, wow.
So, Jill and John, you guys got into a business that AI will never affect you because AI doesn't have taste and affect your stomach. So, wonderful. Kudos well, to you two because
yeah.
AI is affecting everybody. We might have an AI robot over there someday. No way. We're not doing a show if you're an AI guy there. So,
no, you guys might be the AI.
Oh,
well, listen. Hey, Jan, listen. Give out your number again, your address,
yes, and your webpage.
We're almost sure. at
we're
the
almost
end of
out
our
of
time.
Town, and we yep. got to make some announcements. And sure. Here we go.
It's Windy City Suites. It's 3308 North Broadway, 773-477-6100, and it's WindyCitySuites.com.
All okay. right, great.
Bobby, any announcements?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everyone celebrating St. Patrick's Day, to my Irish friends. Happy St. Paddy's Day. They're dyeing the river green today. Also, shout out to my friend Cameron. He had celebrated his big 60th birthday. And Artie's birthday was last week. Happy birthday,
God,
Ben Artie.
Rub it in. Here, go ahead. Cut my veins here. Put a little salt on it. Just kidding. I don't feel 65.
Listen, and what about I don't act. John, that restaurant we went to? What about his place?
John, yeah. Let's talk about John real quick. Davante Enoteca. Oh, my God.
In Lincolnwood.
Lincolnwood. Their
what's
number is 847-262-4900. 4436 West Tui. Just go in there, ask for the manager, and
delicious
say, hey,
food.
Listen, John.
Delicious food.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
my God.
We're
oh,
going.
You know. You know, so good. What was that thing we had?
Whipped
with the
ricotta.
Toast. Oh, my God. With
oh,
toast.
Oh, it was
and
delicious.
Raw honey.
You know,
it was magnificent.
And the pasta. And, oh, so many
everything.
Good things.
It was delicious. I took Artie there for his birthday.
I think you should take me for my birthday again. No, just kidding. You're good. We'll go one of these days. There's a lot of free Chicago Museum Days in March. Art Institute, Field Museum, Shed, Adler, Chicago History Museum, Natural Museum, DuSambo, and MSA. I don't know which museum is that. Every Tuesday. Next week, all the way from Hollywood, Patricia Carr, new book, is a master class in making and in showbiz. She was number 9 on Deal No Deal. So
she's
gonna we're going to ask
show.
Her some
we
questions
got a lot of
about
great shows coming up. One more
we?
Thing I want to give
yeah,
a shout
ahead.
Out to Frankie Honeywood. Belated happy birthday. I know your birthday was a couple of weeks ago. I'm sorry, Frankie, but
we
I
missed you,
forget.
Frankie.
We miss you, and all the best, Frankie.
April 7th, Hellenic American Parade, 2:30 on Halsted Street. And don't forget, in April, Earth Day is coming. Let's save our planet here, right, Bobby?
Yep.
I'm trying to think what else. Jill,
eat more chocolate.
John, any last words over there, please? We got about a minute.
No, I just want to thank you so much, Artie
you.
And Bobby, for having us on. We greatly appreciate it. And if there's anything we can do, please
yeah.
do. And then come
we'll,
in.
We
we'll,
got to focus we'll on that.
We're coming in for the ice cream.
The Hayless and
you
ice
know,
cream.
Especially yeah. now with, you know, spring is Tuesday. Summer's around the corner.
That's right.
And we'll push it.
Oh, please. You're trying to take Tom Skilling's job. I hear that.
We'll push it. We'll push it.
They got a replacement already, Bobby.
Hey, thank you for bringing all this chocolate,
oh,
candies, gummies, licorice, bear claws, Twinkies.
Caramel apple.
Yeah. Oh,
made
caramel apple.
Just for your bride.
S'mores.
Oh, yeah. Take a caramel s'mores. There
yeah.
we go.
You know, Artie, you have a bag. You could take some of the
I'll
sugar.
Take some.
I want to take some home to Mary.
Take that whole bag. I'll take a couple things there. Okay. We'll go from there.
All right. Great. All right, listeners.
Thank
we
you.
Love all
love
of you.
All.
Thanks for listening and have a great week and be kind to each
Bye-bye.
Other. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.